Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is, of course, June 10, 2016, as we continue our growth series for our growth map to assist small businesses to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. We're going to be talking about a great show, great topics today, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm really excited about. As we continue on this year, 2016, these months are going by pretty fast. So I just wanted to give you guys some updates on some tools and tips that we've been talking about so far from the beginning of this year, 2016, now that we're in the sixth month of the year. Wow, we only got 6 months left in the rest of this year, 2016. What are we doing in our businesses that's going to continue to add growth, that's going to continue to impact the marketplace and change people's lives? We're always talking about building networks and improving people's lives is our theme for our show, and then also in our company with Global Touch Enterprise, as we do web design and marketing for a lot of small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country. We wanted to continue to focus on making sure that you all have what it takes to continue to build by giving you guys tools and tips that's going to be relevant in the marketplace today. We talk about what's relevant today in the marketplace. What are we doing to continue to study, to show ourselves approved, and not only that, to continue to be relevant in season as well as out of season, and making sure that we have great customer service skills to continue to have a repeat business on a regular, consistent, weekly basis. If you have a product business, it's really cool to make sure that you understand the product. You educate your guests, your customers, to make sure that they understand exactly what to do for them, how it will be beneficial to them, because we're always selling benefits, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about selling the benefits of the product. If you are a service business and you have that under your umbrella and providing services for a lot of the people in the marketplace, that is another great opportunity for you to display the type of services that you provide and what makes you unique and different from others in the marketplace or your competitors, so to speak. So you want to look at a lot of different levels, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be a benefit for everybody in the marketplace, so that way you can continue to build and grow your network. Without further ado, we do have some announcements to make that we're going to be sharing today on this show, so we can let everybody know exactly what's going on around the country with small businesses, and also understanding the five P's of marketing. We always talk about people, product, price, place, promotion, and the sixth P, of course, we always talk about the profit. What is your profit margin looking like, and are you helping yourself or benefiting by being competitive in the marketplace? And what is your profit margin looking like right now today on the products that you're providing or the service that you provide? And what is your website displaying currently right now? Is it relevant? Is it up to date? that you have all of the information in reference to the product or service that you're providing to customers, so that way they can understand exactly what it is that you do. And also, do you get feedback directly from those who have purchased directly from you? What is their feedback? What have they thought about the product, the service that you provided? And then also, can they share that with others? You remember I said before, you guys have to use your customers as runners that can talk about and share your information of what you've done for them, that they can help others and tell everybody that they know about how well you've done and your service with them as well. So that way, that can help you build your nest egg to a level, so whereas now you have multitudes of people. It's all about volume, ladies and gentlemen, multitudes of people that's going to help you build and grow your network in the area where you do business. If you're not starting in your own backyard, then how in the world can you grow your business nationwide or even globally if you haven't done things successfully locally? You want to make sure you're doing that consistently, putting that together, building that, and making sure that you have what it takes to be continuing sharing the information on a regular basis, meaning that your content on your website or your content in your marketing materials have to be consistent, have to be direct to the point, and that you are here to assist them on whatever their needs are. Again, we're satisfying three things in the marketplace is what people want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful no matter what business you do. But as long as it's relevant and it's something in the marketplace that people are in demand for today, then you can be successful. Thus, that's why I picked certain levels when it comes to sales and marketing, when it comes to electronic products, since I'm into that industry, as well as web design, marketing, and so forth and so on. I wanted to pick an industry or something that's going to be representing what I do, and also have the personality that I can take and sustain what I do on a regular basis that also pays me a residual or continual income on a regular consistent basis. So we talk about the five P's of marketing: the people, the products, the price, place, and promotion. And, of course, the six P, which is the profit from that. What is your, again, promotions looking like on a regular basis? I shared this before. I say again, ladies and gentlemen, you have to promote your company on a regular daily basis. Notice I said the keyword daily basis. You cannot promote if you do not have what it takes to promote properly when it comes to a product or service or the type of services that your company provides. So if you do that consistently, ladies and gentlemen, this will give you a great opportunity to build your nest egg and grow it on a regular level. Okay, sure. So when you come to building your network and growing your nest egg, when you're building your level, let's look at the product. We talk about the different P's of marketing. We want to get into some things, but the product is always going to be the key factor of your business. If it's, again, a product business or a service business, it's still a product. So your product, which also includes the service you offer in service businesses, should solve an urgent need or pain for the customer. Your product needs to be right featured. It should be easy to use, visually interesting, and well packaged. If you own a catering business or any kind of business that's involved in service, the team that you have put together to help you bring it together have to be considered a product in reference to how you present it, how you're presenting your service business. If you are a catering business, if you have a cleaning business, if you do anything of the services such as web design or marketing or anything like that, you want to have something that's going to be standing out from what your competitors are doing, what's relevant, and what's in demand today. And how are you presenting the product properly to your customers, clients, or so forth? What is the presentation looking like? How are you presenting it? What is the basics of the theme for the product? Do you have a theme for the product? That's another part you have to have. Well, for local businesses, we always talk about having your theme music or your slogan or tagline or anything like that that's going to basically represent the mission, the what you call the punchline of the product or service that you're providing and also what your company represents. So if you have that down and you know exactly what that is, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure you do that on a regular basis by promoting it properly, the product. Now, place, we can go into that, is basically local business. If you have a brick-and-mortar location or if you're just internet-based, that's your place. I'm internet-based. This is internet radio, of course. I have a website for my web design and marketing company. I basically am all straight-up internet. Although I could have an office space for what I do and making sure clients can come see me in reference to that, or I go out and see them. But today, you really don't have to go through all that. You can do a satellite office, or what we call a virtual office. You can do one of those, which is only less per month that you spend for something like that, that you can just meet important clients or big clients that you want to grab and hold to and try to continue to grow that way. You can do that. It's a little less expensive than having a full-blown office. If you just have a virtual office where people can come in and share based on the scheduled days that you select to use it. So there are those out here in the marketplace that you can gain and get to if you need to do that. But place is basically all about how am I keeping up with my product or service that I'm providing in the marketplace so people can come, one, see me, see exactly what I have to offer, and also what is it that I'm giving them in lieu of them coming to use my service or product that I have in my business. Well, that's always going to be a notion that you have to make sure you have in place. Then we go back to promotion. When we write it down, ladies and gentlemen, without basically giving you any other insights, you should know basically how to promote a particular product or brand, how to brand yourself, brand your name. Look at all the other companies out here. Like clockwork, they flood the gates, especially when it comes to promoting their business, their product or service that they're providing, and any incentives that they're giving the customers in the marketplace so that way they can swing them over to their side. What do I mean by that? Guys, if you don't put together something that you're giving them an incentive for them coming to purchase or buy from you, then you're way off course when it comes to drawing traffic to your doors. How do you get the traffic? By promoting properly your business, the product or service that you're providing, and making sure that you're giving them something in return for coming out to see you or even check you out. So you have to kind of wheel it in. It's fishing on this level when it comes to promoting. So you want to make sure you're doing that consistently, you're doing that properly, and that you have the right mix when it comes to promoting your product or brand. Okay, price. When it comes to promotions, you got to know the right price to set for that. So that way your competitors or people around you in your area that's doing the same thing you're doing, it's funny that a lot of people don't think about the price. When it comes to your profit, your price is set based on how much profit that product will bring or service will bring you if you're doing it properly. You can generate a lot of money on just profit base. Profits are better than wages. Profits makes you rich. Wages makes you a living. So if you think about it, your profit margin will need to be based on the price that you set for the product and the time it took and the cost it cost you to purchase or get the product or service that you're providing. Well, if you're a product business, price will be set based on the wholesale cost versus the retail cost. On the service side, it's on labor side cost. How much time did it take me to do this or do that, and how much labor am I pouring into that? That's where your profit can come into fruition or play on that level. Well, what is the difference between the two? Cost on the products that I'm purchasing from a particular manufacturer or a particular company that I'm partnered with to move products on my behalf based on my company will be set on the price margin based on that and what the marketplace is saying in demand for a particular product. And it's based on demand. If it's not a great demand for it, then your product price will not be as high. It'll be low. If it's in demand, then you can increase the profit by the price and margin, and basically that can be your retail set. So you have to know what's in demand. If it's not in demand, Don't worry about it. You set the price as the price will be set. Now, when it comes to a service business, it's going to be based on labor hours or laboring that you're doing. Well, that's why the service industry is really a big booming industry right now, the date-based them, if you look at it. It's really a great opportunity to really see what the service industry has to offer. If you're talking about a cleaning business, like my business, web design, marketing, people will need a website for sure when they start a business. So I work with a lot of startups, a lot of new businesses, small churches, nonprofit organizations. They're going to need to promote their businesses, their opportunities in the community so people can go to their website and check them out. Well, donations, monies to be generated or rendered under should be done all online now. We have a lot of different mixes that you can use to build and grow a network successfully. So your price comes from your profit. Your profit comes from your price that you set in the marketplace based on the service, the product, or the price that you want to put together. But again, you have to look at your competition. You have to look at the marketplace, what's in demand, what's readily available, and something that people, again, satisfy in three things, what people want, need, and can afford. If you make it affordable for them, then you can gain a lot more by volume. And that's the key word, ladies and gentlemen, volume. All of these in the five P's of marketing, from people, product, price, place, and promotion, is all about volume. How much volume am I moving out of my business each month? How much volume am I moving per week? How much volume am I moving per day? Your focus should be on the volume side. As a business owner, that's what it should be based on, volume. How much volume am I moving? What am I doing here on this level, and what's lacking over here on that level? Based on the different types of products that you have, if you're a product business, how many total products do you have in your inventory? What is the volume of products that you want to move? Well, on the service side, how many services are you providing here for your company, for your customers? And what is the volume of services that you want to provide on a regular basis for your company each week, each month that you're there? You have to make the determining factor, ladies and gentlemen. It's your business. This is your baby. So you have to make sure you understand that on a full scope when it comes to the five P's or the six P, which is profit. Again, people, product, price, place, and promotion. What the people want, need, and can afford, the product that you're providing, whether it's a service business or a product business, and then you got your place, location of where they can get these items or services rendered through, whether it be brick and mortar or online or internet-based, or promotions. How do you promote your company on a regular basis? Your price, whatever price you set, will be based on, again, your profits that you're going to generate on a regular, consistent basis. If you are like me, you want to build something that's going to be on a residual level, meaning that if I build a website, I charge a hosting fee every month for all of my customers that I do a website for, which thus gives me a residual income. Why? Because I have it on my server, and two, I get to set the price for the monthly hosting cost for them to park their website on my server. So now you understand it's all about residual. Do you have something that could be on a residual level, that could be residual to you, to your company? Repeat business, repeat customers. Customers that's going to continue to buy over and over and over and over again for you gives you that level of residualness to put together so that way you can continue to draw. Your profit margin will be based on the price you set and how much of that you set. Whether your profits are $2, $3, $5, $7, it doesn't matter the profit or amount. It's all about volume. How many people am I getting to purchase this product or service through my company on a regular basis? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that there's over 340 million people in the United States. Think about this, 1%. Ladies and gentlemen, you could be rich today. 1% of the population of the marketplace is all you need. Think about that. 1%. What is your 1% coming from? Do you think I need more? No, 1%. You have to factor that in, and you have to understand exactly what that means when it comes to building a network of business for yourself. Volume, understanding volume, understanding that, master that, ladies and gentlemen, then you could be successful. This is how companies do it. Volume. What I mean by that, multiple locations. Multiple people in different cities and states that I'm marketing to purchase in that store several times over, I'm successful. I'm a billion-dollar brand now. Think about that. How do we become millionaires or a million-dollar brand, then jump to a billion-dollar brand? Well, let's go to a 100-air brand or a 1,000-air brand. How do I generate thousands of dollars a month, $1,000 a week, hundreds of dollars a week, $100 a month? Volume. Keyword, last but not least, volume. That's what you're going to be needing to focus in on. That's what you're going to need to master in the marketplace. In the manufacturing, I can go this since I've been in manufacturing for a number of years, working for companies like Zenith Electronics, Motorola, and Hewlett Packard, I've learned volume. I've also learned volume working in the telecommunication industry, working for AT&T and so forth. Volume. It's all about volume in any business. If you are leveling yourself properly, then you can generate enough volume to satisfy yourself and your family and those in the marketplace based on the population. Thus, that's what I'm trying to bridge gaps in the community that we talk about when it comes to building volume when you got small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations in the community. Well, let's link these three together. Let's unify these three. Let's put together something unique that's going to be different than what others are doing, meaning that small businesses should assist and have a nonprofit arm, as well as satisfy the needs of the church within the community by providing service to them. Here's one catch that I wish that everybody would gain momentum in as we continue this year, 2016, moving into the latter years, as we are getting older now, some in our late 30s, early 40s, and even our and those in the 20s, what are we doing to bridge those gaps, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s and 60s and so forth? So people that are working in the marketplace, whether they're business owners, whether they are workers or co-laborers together, they would want to be a part of something unique and different that nobody else is doing. Think of a team. Think of an organization. How many people want to be a part of it based on what they're doing? Are you providing a good cause? Are you assisting? Are you helping? Are you building? Or are you destroying, tearing down? So it's going to be upon the differences of what we do as a society and bringing and bridging gaps no matter where we are, whether it depends on the layman's clothing, the styles that's going on today, the different colors and brands we represent today, and the difference in our vehicles and what we drive today. And then also in our speech, how we talk today, how we talk to each other. What is our communication like? How are we linking these together? So these are the things that we ought to be thinking about, ladies and gentlemen, in order for us to build a mass momentum network or make a change in our society. We have to start bridging the gaps that's out here today. The more we do this, the stronger we are, the better we are, and guess what? The more volume we get to accumulate. So bridging gaps, tearing down barriers where they are because of the fact that as a business owner, no matter how you get started or no matter where you get started, you have to start small and work your way up. What level of business do you want to generate? What kind of business do you want to become? A $100,000 business? $250,000 business, a $500,000 business, or half a mil, or $1 million business, or $1 billion business. It's just up to you. It's all about your levels of volume. Key word, ladies and gentlemen, stay focused on volume. How much are you producing? What are you producing? If it's good, fine, enhance it. If it's not so good, correct it, tweak it, do whatever you got to do. But it's all about you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so excited about this, and thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and this has been a great opportunity of you by discussing this with you today. I'm so excited for all my radio listeners and as well as my small businesses that I'm assisting across this country here, and I'm really excited for you, the end users of those who are participating and learning as much as you can, because you can always learn as you earn, and this is a learn-as-you-earn business. So continue that, and as I say before, I say again, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Russ Brown. Until next week, we're going to continue on our tools and tips and helping you build and grow your network in the area where you do business. So stay tuned, keep the faith, and keep building the dream.